The Rosh writes that the Rif's logic for saying shahakol on wheat flour is troubling, as Rav Nachman himself didn't give the reason as not being typical to eat wheat flour. If this was true, Rav Nachman could have drawn a distinction between olive oil and wheat flour, as olive oil is typical to drink together with beet juice, while wheat flour is not typical to eat alone. And anyway, how can the Rif support Rav Nachman with a logic that Rav Nachman himself didn't mention?